Monday edition of What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hennen, and we're fired up to take your phone calls so you can tell us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'll just quickly tell you a little preview of what's to come on the program, and Steve and I will talk a little bit about what's on our mind and get ready to talk about what's on yours. We have had the pleasure of having Teddy Roosevelt on this program before. Steve and I broadcast earlier this summer from Medora and met Joe Wiegand out there. Joe is the guy that, if you go to Medora, plays Teddy Roosevelt, and he's done this all around the country, performed before presidents and at the White House, and really is one of the best of the best. So Steve and I thought it'd be kind of fun to just get Teddy's take on all the stories that we deal in and day out. Everything from, you know, battles over the Second Amendment to, well, you name it. Maybe a little bit on the North Dakota oil boom and energy from his perspective. So, I mean, the guy's well-versed in all things Teddy Roosevelt, so it'll be fun, and we'll welcome your calls and questions for him as well. So you can get Teddy's take on the news of the day. What would imagine how we'd be different if Teddy Roosevelt governed today. It'd be kind of fun. We're also going to chat with a fellow by the name of Dr. Jared Brockman. He is an associate research fellow at the Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute at NDSU. This is not a well-known entity at NDSU, but they do a lot of really important work, some of it on terrorism. And a week ago today, we were dealing with some major terror threats, with embassies being shut down and talk of all kinds of chatter and major spectacular planned attacks and, you know, surgically implanted suicide bombs and, you know, that whole shtick. And amazing how things have changed a little bit in the last week. Now the embassies are reopened and we're sort of going, eh. But anyway, we're going to talk with Dr. Brockman a little bit about it. He's written a book, by the way, called Global Jihadism. He is an internationally recognized specialist on Al-Qaeda. And as I mentioned, an author of Global Jihadism, public lecturer, a former graduate fellow at the CIA Counterterror Center, former director of research at West Point's Combating Terrorism Center, and now at the NDSU Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute. A local, a native, that is a terrorism expert. So we're going to look forward to that conversation as well. All coming up on the program. So let me start here, and then Steve can weigh in on what is on his mind. And I'm resisting one story that I'll get to in a moment here to go to a different... Well, let me... Can you imagine, just imagine this scenario. Governor Jack Dalrymple and his wife Betsy decide to vacation. All right, they work hard, so we would say they're entitled to a vacation as a governor of the great state of North Dakota. And they pick a vacation spot, some lake home, let's say, some lake place. Because we're, you know, how many people here vacation at Martha's Vineyard? Doesn't happen. So we'll say a lake retreat. And I don't know if Jack and Betsy have a pet or not, but let's assume they have a dog, and they call up General Spritzenatic and say, you know, find us one of your helicopters there and get the dog there. We don't want to be bothered with traveling with a dog ourselves. You get the dog there yourself by helicopter. I'm guessing 99.9% of North Dakotans would think that is absolutely an outrageous abuse of use of taxpayer resources, and would be outraged. All right? Now, in case you missed it, that happened over the weekend, only it wasn't the governor. It was the president of the United States, who used some kind of aircraft. It's one of those aircraft that goes up like a helicopter, but once it goes up like a helicopter, up and down, then it flies like a normal plane. What do they call it, an Osprey, I think it is? Anyway, some super-duper military aircraft they use to fly the first dog up to Martha's Vineyard. Now, I don't know the particulars behind why the dog didn't travel with, or, you know, they can't bring a family member along, bring one of the daughters along, whatever. I mean, you know, it seems very, but just politically, I'm asking myself, think about that. I mean, I don't got, wherever you're from, imagine your governor doing that. Well, what's different about a president doing that? It's very, it seems to me quite arrogant, quite, you know, pokey in the eye. I don't really care. Times are tough. The economy's a little rough. We got, you know, some difficult challenges out there. We're gonna fork out the, and I'm not one of these people that runs around keeping tabs on saying, well, President Bush went to Texas and then he went here and Obama here and try to keep score. You know, to me, a president's a president 24/7 and they're entitled to vacations. And when they go on vacation, you know, you want them protected and that comes with a cost and you just, you know, go that route. I don't want to, you know, some people are wrapped up in the cost and I think there's some abuses there. It should be watched, but it's a difficult route. But when you put a dog on a military aircraft and that, you know, the sole purpose of that flight is to take the dog from Washington, D.C. to your vacation home, oh, my gosh. That is really over the top. So, for instance, Steve, you're a dog lover. I'm a dog lover.
I don't go anywhere without my dogs.
Right, but you don't fly them at taxpayer expense somewhere, do you?
No, I don't even fly them at my expense. I drive everywhere because it would break me to fly my dogs. It's actually more for a dog fare ticket than it is for a people ticket.
I didn't know that.
I fly dogs across the country because I have to, because of breeding purposes, because I show them and breed dogs. It gets spendy if you have to start flying dogs around. And if it's not a companion fare, it's extremely expensive. So
now the difference is
the cost of taxpayers.
You could go ahead and do that at your own expense if you decide to use that. The idea of somebody deciding that you and I are going to foot the bill for it just because they can is really outrageous. I'm flabbergasted by the political stupidity of a decision like this. And, you know, I don't know if people care or pay attention or whatever, but I do. I think it's really outrageous. I'm just appalled by it. And it happened. It happened. You know, again, I'm going to set aside Martha's Vineyard and, you know, whether a vacation is appropriate at this time or any of that stuff, and just simply say, are you kidding me? You're going to take a super-duper military aircraft and airlift the dog in at taxpayer expense. You really don't care what people think. You don't much care about the concern for how the taxpayer dollar is spent. Is that too strong? You tell me, folks. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Did you see that story over the weekend, and do you care? Does it matter, Steve?
You know, one of the things is it does come with the job. So part of the job of being president is you get vacations. You know, I kind of chuckle every time somebody gets wrapped up in, oh, the president's off golfing instead of being the well, it's a vacation. It's part of the job. It's scheduled in. You get those. You take those.
I'm not talking about that because I agree with you. I think that's a rabbit trail, right, when you start comparing vacations and everything else. And I happen to believe a president's president 24/7. Doesn't matter where they're at, all those pressures, everything they know. So
if they're on vacation, they're still working.
Now, this president has played an enormous amount of golf.
Good for him. If that's his passion.
And I do think there's a double standard there that if a Republican president in similar times was playing as much golf as this guy, there'd be a little different take on this in the media. Forget all that. Let's just talk about the dog on a military aircraft being flown up to Martha's Vineyard.
Why didn't the dog go with the family?
And by the way, just for the purposes of the discussion, ask yourself if Governor Dalrymple decided to do this. And ask General Spitzenarik to take some chopper to fly the dog in. If you wouldn't be like, are you kidding me? It would be the story of the year. So why does this not elicit more response from the taxpayers of the United States of America? I don't really
know. Well, the biggest question I have on it is why are they doing it on a separate flight? I mean,
exactly.
My dogs are part of my family. They travel with me, not, you're going to catch a different flight. No. You know, it's Is it a little petty from the media standpoint? I think so. Is it is it a waste of money? Definitely. You know, run that. You know, your pet should travel with you.
There are more important issues to talk to, without question.
I would hope so.
This one just amazes me. Let's get Diane here real quick with your take. Diane and Bismarck, we're going to a break here, but just give us a headline and we'll finish us on this other side of the break. What's your take on this, Diane?
I think it's absolutely outrageous. There's no way that he should even be going on vacation as far as debt we're in.
Hang on one sec, Diane. More on this on the other side of the break. This is Steve Bach and I'm Scott.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken, along with Scott Hennen. Coming up the bottom of the hour, Joe Weigand, who plays Theodore Roosevelt, the colonel, former president at Medora. He's going to be joining us to take your calls and give Teddy's take on the issues of the day. Looking forward to that. And then coming up at 10:30, Dr. Jarrett Brockman, author of Global Jihadism, an internationally recognized Al-Qaeda specialist, author, and public lecturer. We're going to talk about a little bit more of a local take on some of the terror threats that have been going on. We're going to be having the colonel on, though. I am so excited about that, Scott, at the bottom of the hour. So kind of come up with your questions, your thoughts. What would you like to ask the president on how it relates to today, whether it's a policy issue, if it's how the government works, anything going on in today's society. What's the take of our former president, President Roosevelt? Let's get back to the phones. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Did our caller, is our caller still on the line, Scott?
Diane's here. Yeah. And Diane's first blush at this was that it was outrageous. So go ahead and finish, Diane. Sorry.
Well, it's just unbelievable that the House and the Senate and all those people that are supposed to be controlling this kind of thing are letting it happen. I can't hardly believe that they could spend that kind of money when all of us out here are suffering and they're actually stealing our money to do it. It's unbelievable to me that they can let that happen. And President Obama is a joke. It's just unbelievable that he can get away with the stuff he's getting away with. What is wrong with the people in America? Somebody needs to make a revolution, just like what's going on in Egypt.
How do you do that, Diane?
All those people in the House and the Senate and Congress and whoever's letting all this wasteful stuff happen.
Diane, how do you do that? You look at what's going over on the Middle East in Egypt and those countries, and there's a lot of bloodshed. We don't want that in this country.
If you are an employer, you fire somebody that's not doing a right job, don't you? Well, why shouldn't we all get together and fire the president? We hired him. We need to fire him. And then we need to clean out the House, clean out the Senate, and get rid of all the waste that's going on there, too, because it is a bunch of waste.
How do you do that? Is it term limits?
All they're doing is fighting. They're not getting anything accomplished. And President Obama ought to be ashamed of himself for wasting our money like that.
Diane, we elected him. That's our opportunity to fire him after the first term, and he was reelected. But as far as the congressional side of things, is it time for term limits?
Something has to happen. Something has to happen because it's just outrageous. It's just like his trip to Africa he took and the millions he spent there. And his trip to Hawaii for Christmas time, he had to come back and sign a paper and fly back over there. I mean, who is letting this waste go on?
All right.
It's amazing to me that people are that stupid.
Diane, appreciate the call. Outraged or no big deal about this story? Brian in Jamestown, what's your take? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, you guys must not like dogs, right?
That's
what this thing's all about. Apparently, if you disagree with what this guy did, you must be a dog hater, right?
I love dogs.
I know, I'm just joshing you guys, but the reality of it is, with most people around here, you couldn't even afford a hospital ride to Stanford in a helicopter if you had a heart attack. I couldn't pay for that, you know what I mean? If I got insurance, yeah, that's fine, but my deductible, still, that's going to cripple me. But we're paying to ship a dog over so this guy can play with him? That's horse crap.
Well, and if you love your dog, doesn't your dog travel with the family? I mean, when you take a trip and you're going to be out of town for a while, if you have a dog, you take it with.
Oh, exactly. And the whole thing about hating dogs, I'm just screwing with you guys. I mean, that's what this is going to turn out to be. If you disagree with what you did, apparently you must hate dogs, right? Must be
a lot of cat lovers out there.
Oh, yeah. A bunch of cat lovers out there. That's awesome.
I just can't believe the arrogance of this. That's what really sticks out with me. Brian, appreciate the call. Margie Mandan wants to tell us why people aren't upset about this. Although, so far, Margie, why do you think this doesn't get more attention?
If we got upset about it, nothing's going to happen anyway. All we can do is just voice our opinion. If it goes any further than a local radio show or something, mainstream media is going to tell us that we're racist, that we don't care for the office of being a president, and like the gentleman just before, it's because we don't like dogs, and before you know it, Republicans and conservatives are going to be the party that hates dogs. And it is so futile anymore to try to do anything. I have written Heidi Heitkamp, John Hoeven. I have written all kinds of letters complaining about so many things. And it always comes back, well, there's, you know, you're just a peon, excuse my word. But people's minds are made up long before we get upset over it. You know, I mean, it's like the White House is closed. People can't take tours. But yet he can spend thousands and thousands, maybe even millions of dollars to ship a dog. And that's perfectly okay. But if we complain about it, it like the White House being closed for tours, it's the Republicans' fault. They did it. You know, unfortunately, the firefighters that got killed in Arizona, their families aren't going to get any kind of federal aid because of the sequester. There just isn't the money available to do it. So if the mainstream media continues coddling this man and thinking that he is so wonderful, unfortunately, this stuff is just going to keep right on happening. That's it.
Well said, Margie. Did you ask in any of those letters if they like dogs? Did that come up?
I didn't. I forgot.
Okay. Well, next time do that, the next time you write them. Thank you very much, Margie. Let's go on to Dennis in Bismarck. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, and happy Monday morning to both you, Steve, and Scott. You know,
happy Monday.
Thank goodness when we're in North Dakota and can maintain our good senses. I tell you what, I find it absurd that this man was even reelected. But once we even move past that, not only is it absurd, it's an insult to our men and women in uniform. I mean, my goodness, look, we're in a period of sequestration, and our military families are dealing with hard times. And this joke of a president flies his duck and an osprey out to Martha's Vineyard, you know that cost at least $30,000 or more to get that warrant officer in there and fly that dog out. And you know that this is not an isolated incident. This isn't just like a one-time thing. What other abuses are out there? If we actually had some really good national press that didn't cater to this president, we need to get the straight story on this guy. And you know, this guy, is he a president or is he a self-anointed savior of the world? That's what I see happening with this guy. He caters to the whims all around the globe. One of your earlier guests or individuals on there pointed out his family trip to Africa. That was a joke. And, do you remember earlier in the year when Obama and Biden were pushing gun control on all of us? Well, you know what? For Obama and Biden, it wasn't acceptable to have hired security in our public schools, but it's more than fine to have the Secret Service protecting his family.
Yeah, good point. Dennis, appreciate the call. We're up against the break. More coming up, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Frack water recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill & Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312 or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
From the makers of Blanket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blanket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at BlanketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlanketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals, unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
Have you been to Medora this year and seen the wonderful performance of Teddy Roosevelt? And you've seen our next guest, Joe Ligon, who plays Teddy Roosevelt at Medora. He's been a guest of ours before talking about that great performance. We wanted to have him come on as Teddy Roosevelt on this program and join us in taking your calls, questions, and comments on the news of the day so we could find out what Teddy's take is on the stories we deal with day in and day out and the issues that are of importance to you. So we're pleased to be joined by Colonel Roosevelt today on the program once again by Telly. How are you, Colonel?
Did we lose the Colonel?
Teddy, can you hear us? Come in, Teddy. All right, well, we're waiting to hook up with our... Maybe it's a... The phone lines are down at the Elkhorn Ranch or something, right? Let's go to John in Bismarck. John, you're up on What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Good. Thanks for the show. You guys are awesome. The lady that called before, I agreed with everything she said except for the fact that we can do something and we got to keep doing it. I've made hundreds and hundreds of calls to Heitkamp, Van Hoven, the president, senators in my former state that I lived in, Minnesota, and we just got to keep doing it. But one of the things that we need to do, there's no transparency in Hoven and Heitkamp's offices. They have not, either one of them, had a town hall meeting since they've been in office. And you can go on Twitter, and I said this before, and if I remember, she can take all the soft questions she wants. She don't have to face a crowd. She don't have to give me a minute 30 to answer a question and have 100 people in a room and respond back. And respond back with a real answer, not a political bull answer, because people aren't going to take it. And
you're on by chance, John, sorry to interrupt, but I just thought I'd check quickly to see if you're a member of the Lions Club in Bismarck that meets Mondays at the Country Club. You aren't by chance a member, are you?
No, I'm not.
Because Heidi is actually speaking today to the Bismarck Lions Club at noon, actually 12:15. At the Bismarck Municipal Country Club. So if nothing else, if you're a Lion or a guest of a Lion, you could go and have a quasi-town hall. And,
but that's exactly my point, and I made this point before, too. The only time they come back is to cut ribbons, photo op, and to meet with special interests. Holden came back last week. One of his deals was to meet the Chamber of Commerce. Well, guess what? He did the Chamber of Commerce bidding when he put the amendment in to get the immigration bill passed. That was one of their big goals, to get cheap labor in this country. And that's the only thing they do. The people that are giving the big money out to them, they will go meet them. Or where they don't have to answer hardcore questions. Or even take praise. I mean, Mr. Kramer is sensational, but at the same time, I've criticized him on the show, but at least he has the gut to come on and do it. And that's what a question I like to ask Mr. Roosevelt, because he gave an unbelievable speech when he was going to run for office in Medora, and he addressed all kinds of things, but there was a big crowd there, and he had to listen to that crowd. And he couldn't hide behind a mic or a Twitter or whatever. I'd like to know what he thinks about the fact that these two senators do not come back and communicate with us one-on-one in an open forum meeting.
Yeah, you know what, it's a good place to start. It's a good place to start with Teddy himself, the colonel. We'll ask him for you, John. Hang on. You can ask him yourself. He just did, I guess. Colonel Roosevelt, are you there?
Good morning, if I may. I've heard the question. Mr. Hannon, Mr. Bakken, how are you this morning, gentlemen?
Quite fine, Colonel.
Delightful. And the gentleman calling in, well, first, I think it's wonderful that Senator Heitkamp is back to speak to the Lions Club. During my time, Helen Keller called the Lions the Knights of the Blind, and they've done wonderful things to bring a better vision to the people of the world, and I have faith and confidence that the good members of the Lions Club will ask Senator Heitkamp good, honest, straightforward questions, that they will not only act as Knights of the Blind, but as Knights of Honor on behalf of the people of North Dakota to make sure that there's some straight talk being conducted today in North Dakota.
Why do you think, Teddy, there is not a more robust interaction between members of Congress and their constituents? John from Bismarck here says, hey, I want more, just anything goes. I can say nice things, I can say bad, I just want an interaction, I want those town hall meetings. Why are members of Congress generally afraid of that?
Well, sir, John, and your listeners, of course, Congress has become less a gathering of citizen legislators and more a full-time opportunity for those individuals that we would hope would have the mind of a public servant to participate in this tremendous amount of federal largesse and this growth of the federal government that is so intertwined with our lives, so that the legislative session, which was so very brief during my day, which would find senators and congressmen headed back to their home districts and home states, well, now they get these brief little recesses during which there's as much importance paid to the promotion of the senators or the representatives, sort of a public image, as there is to actually interacting and spending time with the constituents in some quality manner where they might actually get a feel for how the policies of Washington, D.C. are impacting the people back in their home states and districts.
Your opportunity to ask President Roosevelt his take on things taking place in today's society from his perspective, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Fred in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
I don't find it at all surprising that President Obama would have a separate flight for his dog. He's been throwing things in the face of all the American people ever since he's been in office. I would like to know if Teddy Roosevelt would have ever hired a separate train to haul his horse. And I'd also like to say that, thank goodness that it's not Romney in office, because we know he would have had his dog on top of the jet. Y'all have a great day.
If I may, I can share with you that never did we take such an action during the 7 1/2 years of the Theodore Roosevelt administration. But you may recall the brouhaha that occurred in the 1944 presidential election when my cousin Franklin was running for an unprecedented fourth full term in the White House as our president. And the Republican campaigners concocted the story that Fala, the president's Scottish terrier, had been left behind in the Aleutian Islands, and at a cost of several millions of dollars that President Roosevelt had sent a United States naval destroyer during wartime to go and retrieve Fala, forgotten in the islands. Now, this was a fabrication, but my cousin used this as an item in a speech to the Teamsters during that campaign, and it became quite famous for. He said that he and his wife and his sons were used to fiction and criticism, but that his Scottish terrier was taking offense at the criticism, especially that part of him that was Scots, that would be accused of wasting money, giving the reputation for thrift that the Scotch have. So some of these items are not new. But when I vacationed, it was done at my private expense. My family tended to do things like simply get out to Oyster Bay, to our home, Sagamore Hill, all by conveyance on the public trains. or to take a train down to the hills south of Charlottesville, Virginia, where my wife, Mrs. Roosevelt, had purchased an old sharecropper's house known as Pine Knot. No running water, no electricity, but the wild turkey was good hunting there.
So is it fair to say, if we're asking the question, what would Teddy do, not what President Obama has done in the way of private chopper transportation for Bo, the first dog?
And I must admit that while the Bowie Pulpits is a beautiful golf course here in Medora, and I encourage all of those that play that sport to come and play the Bowie Pulpits, when it came to shooting birdies on vacation, I was more of a pheasant and a grouse man. And vacations are to be taken at a private family expense, I think. Now, of course, the safety of the American president, especially in these times of the terrorism that we're suffering from, well, I do understand that our president and cabinet officers, those in charge of the military, must travel in a way that is safe, that must be, in even some manners, the itinerary left more secret than public. And I do think that this is part of the expense that we have in standing the way that we do in the world.
We have a great treat today for you, folks. Teddy Roosevelt is with us. We're getting Teddy's take on the news of the day, and your questions or comments are welcome here on KFIRE, KCJB, KLTC, KTGO in Tioga, and AM 1100, the flag in the valley. Dave and Dickinson, you're next. Your question for Colonel Roosevelt.
Good morning, Mr. Roosevelt. My question is, what do you think of Bradley Manning getting 90 years in prison for exposing war crimes? And nobody that did the war crimes is being prosecuted.
Well, I must disagree. Of course, it was General Sherman in the Civil War that said war is hell. And there are, of course, occurrences in war. You're probably familiar with the criticism that I received in putting down the Philippine insurrection, something that was done with atrocities on both sides. But the determination that Mr. Manning was revealing war crimes, I think, is still subject to a rational discussion and determination. I think that the man violated his oath that as a subcontractor, and there's entirely too much subcontracting, white collar wealth that has been piled up from the largesse of the federal government is quite troubling when we subcontract the defense of the United States. And in this case, we erred by subcontracting that defense to a man who showed himself, I think, like others who have had civil disobedience to follow his own mind, but he had previously made a pledge to keep secret those items with which he would be dealing as a subcontractor for the National Security Administration. I don't think 90 years was enough punishment for Mr. Manning, and I think if the true issues with regards to Mr. Manning's motivation were brought forward, you would see that they have much more to do with the troubled life that that young man lived. He probably should not have been wearing the uniform of a United States military individual. I realize now I've confused Mr. Manning and Mr. Snowden, but I think they're made of the same cloth. It's a cloth that no patriotic American should be wearing.
Thanks for the phone call, Dave. Let's go on. If you have a question for the Colonel, Teddy Roosevelt, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Tom in Bismarck, what's on your mind for the president?
Yes, I'd like to know if he agrees with, I don't know what you want to call it, but the format that the government has laid down, that they cover up everything, and that...
Tom, hold on to that thought. We'll get back to your question after the break. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. It's What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinton. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what. This company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com Click the Longevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Longevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Longevity.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Monday, and we're getting Teddy's take. Pleased to have Colonel Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt, with us, who, if you've been to Medora this year, you've seen his marvelous talents as represented through Joe Wiegand, who's gone all across the country portraying Teddy Roosevelt, knows the man well, researched him well, and that's quite obvious from his take here today on the program. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments on any and all issues at 800-228-0550, 701-228-0550. Quick check of some temps around the region. Balmiest spot in the state is at the Grand Forks Air Force Base, 64 degrees right now. 61 in Bismarck, Minot, 59 Williston, 61 Dickinson. It is 63 in Jamestown, and 63 in Fargo, 63 in Wahpeton at this hour. We have summer this week, folks. Even see a few 90s sunny skies, although not much in the way of a precip, which will be not good news for growers who need not only some heating units, but also some precip here in the home stretch of the growing season. So anyway, more on that on the weather as we go throughout the day. Before the break, we had a question from Tom in Bismarck, who's now gone. Did you get enough of Tom's question to give him a response, Teddy?
I certainly do believe I did, Mr. Hannon, but first I must comment on the weather myself. If we had had a summer in 1886, the way we've had a summer in Medora this summer with cool temperatures and abundant rain, everything is so green and verdant, why, there might still be Roosevelts in the ranching business in the Badlands if we had had such a summer. It's a beautiful time in Medora. With regards to your caller's point about the government operating in secrecy, I use the phrase publicity the way that President Obama uses the word transparency. But I put into effect policies to make the operations of government and the operations of publicly regulated corporations more public through greater publicity, especially about the expenses and the revenues of publicly traded corporations. There had been so much malfeasance and fraud and misrepresentation in the stock markets that of course, boom and bust was the cycle of American life for nearly a century. And so we required, through a newly established Department of Commerce and the Bureau of Labor Statistics, we began to get the real truth. Now, I'm afraid that the more that President Obama discusses the issue of transparency, the more obtuse and obscure and the more difficult it is for the American citizens to actually understand what's going on in the operations of the federal government. This goes not only with issues of national security, all the issues like Solyndra and the other the granting of large amounts of federal taxpayer money to private corporations that have close relations with the president and his political allies, and yet not really being able to ascertain the facts behind those grants being made, of course, which have brought no benefit to the American people in many cases.
Colonel, you mentioned the transparency point of view, and back in your day, the press was much different than it is now. Now we have all these social media aspects, which you would think there would be more transparency, but it seems there's less in the government.
Well, of course, now, in my practice at the White House, and I was the first president to make permanent office space available at the White House for members of the press, something that I'm sure many of my successors deeply regret. Off the record, journalists would come and visit with me at the White House. They understood that they were not allowed to quote me, but that my views gave them a tremendous amount of background then on which they could make their investigations. And with regards to the press, you may remember that I used Mr. Bunyan's phrase, the muckrakers, with regards to those members of the press that only wrote about scandal and controversy and crime. And of course, I think it's very important that we also read and hear the stories that are uplifting, that are inspiring. And of course, we know of many public servants who actually do walk the walk that they talk, that are virtuous people. And we need to hear more stories about those sorts of people. And I'll be quite upfront with you. I'm a big fan of former Governor Ed Schaefer, who is so closely associated with the workings of Medora here. We need more men and women of that sort of fiber and moral courage. And that means that some of your listeners must now simply not yell on the radio or scream at the TV, but circulate a petition and run for some sort of local office or state or federal office in their own constituency.
So we can't just complain about it. We've got to roll up our sleeves and enter the arena, as you would say.
Well done, sir.
By the way, Facebook question up about Bo, the president's Portuguese water dog that arrived separately on one of the two Ospreys. This is his hybrid aircraft, which takes off like a helicopter but flies like a plane. Evidently, it's never been used before on a holiday with the U.S. president, but it was for the first time for this, and it brought the dog. We asked the question, are you outraged or is this no big deal? Paul says, am I outraged? Because they flew his dog to his vacation, outraged? Rather a strong word when describing this particular Obama taxpayer expense. What I'm outraged over is the public's lack of being outraged over the demands and the contempt of liberty of this dictator. Joe says, the first 50 times this stuff happens, there was outrage. I'm now with Dennis Miller. We can't do a thing about it, so why worry? Wait for the quickly advancing collapse, says the Facebook poster. We're getting Teddy's take on that and other issues, and welcome yours as well. We're going to break for news, and then we'll come back and... I'm kind of curious about Joe's point here of a quickly advancing collapse, whether someone with Teddy Roosevelt's wisdom sees a collapse on the horizon or whether good old-fashioned American resiliency will ensure this difficult time passes as well. 800-228-0550 for your take when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Utah, we listen.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.